And that goes up into the $200,000 salary range. So I know the city is going to have some decisions to make, and I would hope they would take it seriously enough. And here's something I'll hand to Kim. I just got this yesterday. NAGDA is going to start having a NAGDA Fundamentals Certificate course. It's three different modules. You learn on your own. And at the end, you get a certificate from NAGDA. So at a minimum, I hope that you or your decision makers would allow you, if you've got time, to do this and or come to NAGDA. And I'm going to realize that simultaneously, right now, you've got an ACFR to work on. And so I know that's an annual thing that's going to take up a lot of time. So it's just, like I say, external concern from here. I know that another of the staff in this office is leaving. So when Dawn said we're going to be down to a couple people and half the staff, yes. So like I say, it's concerning to me. And I'm going to do a shout out to staff because staff in, let's see, in 2 years, is on their fourth administrator. And I think, having been staff in my life before, that it's an upheaval enough when you get a new boss, let alone to have four in such a short period of time. So I have no recommendations beyond these couple things I've just said. I would hope that Terry and Angel listen to the audio of what I've had to say and take it to heart, because it's important. It's a big number, and if Kimberly can jump into it and Kimberly's here 5 years from now, that'd be great. But I really would hate for Kimberly to be in here and something happens and then boom, it's who's another qualified person within the city who's got enough of a background in the finance, accounting, budget world, and is maybe certified. I want this to work. I've been involved with it for a long time, and I think it's time for the city to come up to the plate. That's about all I have to say on that subject, unless anyone else wants to weigh in.
Dennis, I'll agree with you that quality but more so consistency is very important. And I've seen this, you know, when you don't have consistency in leadership, it's difficult. And the only thing I would say is if there's anything, I know we can't do it now, we don't have a quorum, but anything you want the board to put there, you know, if we want to write a letter from the board to city HR, manager, HR, I'd be willing to put my name on that, just saying this is a very important role, I think. Especially with TSRS. I know I'm not part of that, but I've seen when pensions have gone bad, and it's a horrible for all the employees. So right. I would like to second that.
Right. I'll let you know that I have already done that about 6 weeks ago. I sent a letter to the city manager and CFO and just voiced the concerns. I think the last thing I said is please be judicious in the selection of the next administrator. This is of high importance.
And Mr. Chair, if I can add, you're right. You don't have a quorum. You can't take a formal board action right now. But I would encourage you board members individually to contact city manager's office or Angel and Terry and reiterate your concerns as a fiduciary to these plans. Because the board does not do the day-to-day. You're not capable of doing the day-to-day. But you do have an oversight role over the administrator and the operations. And that gives you very reasonable grounds to express concern about the transitions that you've seen during your tenure on the board. It is a large set of plans, large number of employees, and obviously critical to the employees' security in the future. So I think it is appropriate for you to express any concerns that you may have or desires for how the position is staffed in the future. The city has been clear over the years that this is a city employment decision. It is not a board decision. And there's been some conflict over the years between the city and the boards on that point. But that doesn't change your fiduciary responsibility to pay attention to what's happening within the retirement office and voice any concerns that you may want to share.
Thank you for that. And also, I forgot, Kimberly and Don, especially, please thank your staff, because I know you guys do all the work. And I'm, as a retiree member, I'm completely removed, and you guys do great. So, and thank you, Rick. I see you're dropping off. So.
Take care, Rick.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great day.
All right.
One last thing that I would mention, and I don't know the ins and outs of the hiring process within the city, but I know in the past when there have been outside recruitments for the administrator position, periodically board members or even I've done it occasionally have sat on an interview panel. And you can always offer that up if you would be willing to do something like that to participate if there is going to be a recruitment.
And one other item, if there's going to be a legit recruitment, I personally would like an update from HR as it's unfolding. And since TSRS meets on a monthly basis, they could be, I'm sure TSRS has interest in this, I would hope, that an HR update at the monthly meeting, which we can just jump on and read the minutes, their way, I want to keep the ball rolling, I guess, as if I was a city manager. Yes, we're going to staff this position within 6 months, and we're going to be happy, and this person is going to be here for more than 6 months afterwards. So. Okay, so I'd encourage saying this, that the business service department director and the HR director listen to the conversation we just had. I'm disappointed neither are here, but this is on my mind long before I knew anyone wouldn't be here. So,
Mr. Chair,
ma'am.
Can I add one other point for you all to consider from just purely from the outside? What I've seen over the years is that the individual who serves in the administrator role, and Kim, I imagine that you're juggling this right now, the number of duties and departments and jobs have grown for that person, right? So when Mike Hermanson, when I first worked with him, it was very clear what his role was, and he didn't have treasury responsibilities or, you know, benefits responsibilities. So there's more hats have been added to the administrator over the years. And I think that is an additional challenge because these retirement plans are growing. The work is growing. And then you're being asked, the administrator's being asked to wear multiple administrator hats. And so that's also something that you could consider in any of your communications to the city.
So just to add to that, Cassie, Mike Hermanson actually wasn't an administrator. He was just a manager who answered to the treasury administrator. When Mike Hermanson left, they reclassified that manager position to an administrator position and started adding duties to it immediately. So the last time that the duties were clear was when it was a manager, not an administrator.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. And then that's when Art came along. And then Art, I don't know, Jason, Joby weren't on the board now. Art was retirement administrator. Then he became the benefits administrator. Then he was also part-time treasury administrator, part-time risk manager. And at times for a year or so, Art had helped the city get to be self-insured for healthcare benefits. That's a lot of hats to wear. Mm-hmm. And I'll be blunt, I think that's why Art's not with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lots of, you know, some of those are temporary, some are lots of jobs. A risk manager, that's a full-time job. When I worked for the city, each one of these departments was separate. I understand different structure now, but we didn't have, if I go to college, I go to college to be a retirement administrator or an investment manager or you can't, they're each a career in and of themselves. And I think the city, I don't want to use the word disservice, but the fact that the city is not allowing employees to get into a position and grow into that position and grow and grow. There are lots of, we were at NAG or GFOA last week. We had a round table with other folks just like ourselves in this part of the state. Government Finance Officers Association of Arizona is the conference, and they had discussions, and I asked Pima County, hey, what's it like recruiting? And they're like, wow, we get 200 or 300 people apply for this position. And Pima County's out there, they're doing some serious recruiting now, and we got lots of candidates. I don't see that the city, and not even for this position, I don't see any serious recruiting going on. And yes, I'm retired, but I look at the job board. I know my way around the city's website. And I think, and I understand on the flip side, city's got some serious budget issues happening. And, you know, the last I heard, we're $67 million in the hole going to the next year. So it's, there are things, but this position to me is that important. No, you want a temporary here or there. You can pull in someone from a temp agency to run your accounting for 6 months. I don't think you can do that because this is a position that the continuity needs to be maintained year over year. Okay. There's no more comments. I think we've had broken the record for the meeting today for DC board because I know we've had our meetings before, but this was a lot, and I want to thank everyone for being here today.
And, you have a call to the audience, Mr. Chair.
Where I'm not seeing it on the board anywhere. Okay, if there's an audience, please tell us who you are and.
Just for the record that you made the call, that's all you need to do.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking on the chat thing on the side. I don't see anything. So, okay. It is 12:06. Thank you, everybody. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Oh. I was hoping to get Cassie before she jumped off.
You've got her number, I guess.